This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News, with continuing coverage of today's military attacks in Afghanistan. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. British forces are participating with the United States in today's ongoing operation. Shortly after President Bush addressed the United States, British Prime Minister Tony Blair went on the air from No. 10 Downing Street.
Last Wednesday, the United States government made a specific request that a number of UK military assets be used in the operation which has now begun, and I gave authority for these assets to be deployed. They include the base at Diego Garcia, reconnaissance and other aircraft, and missile firing submarines. The missile firing submarines are in use tonight.
The Prime Minister also reinforced President Bush's message that the attacks are aimed specifically at centers of the Al-Qaeda network and at Taliban military strongholds.
The military action we are taking will be targeted against places we know to be involved in the Al-Qaeda network of terror or against the military apparatus of the Taliban. This military plan has been put together, mindful of our determination to do all we humanly can to avoid civilian casualties.
And he complimented President Bush and the alliance of powers that have offered their cooperation.
In the time I've been Prime Minister, I cannot recall a situation that has commanded so quickly such a powerful coalition of support, and not just from those countries directly involved in military action, but from many others in all parts of the world. That coalition has, I believe, strengthened, not weakened, in the 26 days since the atrocity occurred. And this is in no small measure due to the statesmanship of President Bush, to whom I pay tribute tonight.